For 3 weeks, the US President Donald Trump dismissed his own intelligence reports that the Russians may have been paying the Taliban in Afghanistan a bounty for every American soldier they killed. The President says he was never verbally briefed on the allegation. Now, in an interview with the American news website Axios, he appears to dismiss it as fake news, as Chief Foreign Correspondent Philip Williams reports.
In the roar of the Afghan battlefields, were American soldiers fighting with a price on their heads, and were the Russians paying? In an interview to be aired this Sunday, he told Australian journalist Jonathan Swan he didn't raise the issue in last week's phone call with Vladimir Putin.
No, that was a phone call to discuss other things, and frankly, that's an issue that many people said was fake news.
Who said it was fake news?
I think a lot of people, if you look at some of the wonderful folks from the Bush administration, some of them, not any friends of mine, were saying that it's a fake issue.
The president questioned why there wasn't more attention on China. When asked about reports of Russian arms supplies to the Taliban, he replied,
I don't know. When you say arming, is the Taliban paying or are they giving?
Russia is supplying weapons and money to the Taliban.
I have heard that, but it's never, it's never reached my desk.
Later on the White House lawn, against the noise of a helicopter, he was asked again about his rejection of the bounty story.
So I don't know why they'd be doing it, but if you tell me they're doing it, I will certainly take that under consideration.
His entire presidency has been a gift to Putin.
The president's Democrat rival, Joe Biden, says Donald Trump's inaction is inexcusable.
It's a betrayal of the most sacred duty we bear as a nation, to protect and equip our troops when we send them in the harm's way. It's a betrayal of every single American family with a loved one serving in Afghanistan or anywhere overseas. If I'm elected president, make no mistake about it, Vladimir Putin will be confronted and will impose serious cost on Russia.
Former U.S. Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta said the accusations of Russian bounties have to be taken seriously, even if the intelligence is incomplete.
I think if the Russians are putting bounties on the heads of American soldiers in the field, that is as close as you can get to an act of war. I mean, this is Russia virtually targeting our forces in Afghanistan, and that has to be unacceptable.
For a law and order defense of the nation president, any hint he has failed to protect American troops is no doubt damaging. So too, the often repeated accusation that he's somehow beholden to Vladimir Putin. His answer to both, fake news. This is Philip Williams in Washington, reporting for AM.